Ain't nothing better than this. Yeah, yeah, ain't nothing better than this. What's up, y'all? Welcome to another Mandela. Apologies for the audio. Hopefully it sounds good or decent, but we are both using our MacBook audios because she's
I'm on my iPhone.
Oh, yeah, and I'm on my MacBook. She's traveling, I'm traveling, and this is what we got to do, but this is our real life right here. So,
real life, son.
Yeah, today we are discussing embarrassing things that happen, or maybe things that happen, mistakes that we make that never leave. They kind of like stick around, and then you have weird PTSD from it. So something happened to my queen. Something happened to my queen recently. Babe, tell the story real quick.
I'm sure there are a lot of things that I've done that I'll think about, like as I'm randomly just going to bed one night and I'll think about something I did like 7 years ago and I'm like, oh, that was so dumb, you know, the stupid things that I've said.
I hate it because I get embarrassed and then I will play everything out in my head and I'll feel so bad.
You rarely get embarrassed though.
I get internally embarrassed. Like recently when I
Wait, I thought this was my story.
Oh, yeah. Go. But I got one, too.
Okay, you go next.
Babe, stop hogging the mic.
You go next. Don't introduce, babe. Tell him your story. Because one time, I... That's you. All right.
Okay, I'll tell you already.
Real quick.
Go already.
This is dumb. It's a dumb thing, but it happened recently and I can't stop thinking about it. And every time I've been in this situation again, I get PTSD. Okay. So I was on a flight recently and I was sitting in first class, and in first class, they offer you food. They bring you food, so you don't have to bring in your own food. Well, I was at an airport that had Chick-fil-A and I wanted Chick-fil-A. So I went and I got Chick-fil-A and I was sitting there as the plane was boarding and I'm in my seat. And it's kind of already taboo bringing fast food into the first class. It's already a little bit taboo, but I don't care. I want my Chick-fil-A, so I'm eating my sandwich. And so I'm already a little bit in my head. I'm like, oh my God, I'm that girl. But at the same time, I'm trying to be like, I don't care, but I did care. And then right before we take off, I have a whole medium-sized cup of Arnold Palmer lemonade and iced tea. My arm accidentally hits it. It tips over. The whole thing pours out on my seatmate. I had one sip of this lemonade and it poured out all over my seatmate. He gets up so frantic trying to unbuckle himself because he's now soaking wet. Thank God he didn't have like any electronics on him or anything, but I was mortified. I felt so bad for him. Like I jump up and I'm running to like get napkins to like help clean up. And so I feel bad for him because now we're about to sit on a 4-hour flight and he's soaking wet the whole time. And now he's going to have stained clothes when he gets off the plane. Then I'm mortified because I was already that girl who brought on fast food. And now I'm that girl who spilled on the person next to her. And everyone around me is watching me frantically clean up. And they're probably like rolling their eyes like, oh my God, she must have got upgraded up here. This is definitely her first time flying on first class. Like, who is this girl? I was so embarrassed. But anyway, since then, and I apologized probably 84,000 times. I'm sure he was sick of hearing me say, I'm so sorry, I'm so sorry. Anyway, since then, I've been on about 3 flights. And I get anxiety now. Anytime they like offer me a drink, I'm not joking. Like I'm holding that thing with like 2 hands and I'm like shaking, trying to like drink it. And like, typically I'll take like a sip, put my cup down, finish watching whatever or typing or reading or whatever, and then take a sip later. Now they give my drink and I'm like downing that thing. And then I'm like, okay, I'm done here. Take my cup away from me, please. I have like PTSD about it. Anyways, I need to let it go because I can't stop thinking about it.
But why are you still thinking about it? What do you think it is?
It is traumatic. It's embarrassing.
So it's more just your embarrassed, you think? Like you're still carrying around the embarrassment?
But also like it was such a simple thing. I easily just tapped it, it bumped, and like the cap wasn't even on. So it just like poured out. And it was like something so simple and easily done that now I'm like, oh my God, what else am I going to do wrong? Like, I, what am I, you know what I mean? I don't know.
I
So
do know
that's
what you
what.
mean. That happens to me whenever I try to be. I feel like it happened recently. I sent a friend a message.
Oh
This
no, you sent
friend,
the wrong text.
no. This friend is going. I told you this story. This friend is going through, a messy, a breakup.
Oh
And so I send her a message and I say, "Yo, I wrote this song. It kind of it was inspired by your situation because me and my wife, there's a lot of craziness going on with marriages and relationships in our life right now. And so I wrote this song birthed out of that. If you want, I'll send it to you." So then it goes red, but then I don't get a response.
she
And
left you on
so
red.
she left. No, she read it. She read it, but I didn't get
Yeah,
a response.
that's how the kids say it. You got left on red.
So what happened? What happened is I start thinking, oh my God, I get in my head, I'm hella insecure. I start thinking, oh my gosh, she read it. She probably thinks what I'm saying is that me and my wife got our junk together. Everyone around us doesn't have their junk together. Here's a song to help you because I don't need help. Like all these horrible thoughts started going through my head, and I'm like, oh my God, I probably sounded like an a-hole. And typically what I would have did was reach out again and explain myself, but then I was
I'm so
like,
sorry.
no, at this point my wife would say, leave it alone, don't overdo it. So I didn't do anything, and literally the whole day goes by and I'm just like, I'm feeling so horrible because I'm like, oh, she probably thinks the worst of me. She probably thinks I'm a dick. She probably thinks all these negative things. Then I get a message like 8 hours later. Ooh, send me the song. I was like, oh my God, I spent the whole day like feeling like crap. And it was just that she's busy. She didn't have time to respond to me. And I ended up sending the song and it blessed her and she was crying and she loved it. And I was like, wow. The whole day. And I wonder what it is about us that I really feel like it's our insecurities that creep up. And like, for me, it's that I, you always tell me, babe, don't do too much. Don't do too much. And unfortunately, like that's the kind of personality I am. Like, I always want to go above and beyond. I always want to help everybody. I want to, if it's in my power to help, I'm going to help or I'm going to try.
What's my nickname for you, babe?
Captain
When you
Save-A-Ho. Captain Save-A-Ho. I am Captain Save-A-Ho, but male hoes too. Like it's not just the female. Like I get in my head sometimes because maybe I do too much, and I'm overly complimentative. I'm overly encouraging. I'm just giving it out, and I think I do that because I really appreciate it when it's done for me, even though it's probably not as much as I do for other people, but it feels good to have somebody just hit you up out of nowhere and be like, you're awesome. You're amazing. You're so talented. You're blessing me with your life or whatever. So I feel like, oh, if I want it, let me sow it. Let me sow it for people and be that for people.
Yay.
But I was truly embarrassed and it was horrible. But now it's not. But all that to say, what is it about us that stuff lingers? I think it's probably the idea that you were viewed in a way that you didn't like, you feel that you're not, and then you carry it around with you because you honestly think that, you know what I'm saying? Somebody in this world is going to view you in this bad light. I kind of feel like at the end of the day, it's just ego.
Yeah, totally. Because I was very much like, oh my gosh, I swear I've traveled before. I swear, like, listen, I've been flying almost every weekend for the past 14 years. And here I am trying to be like, I swear this isn't my first flight. I swear I didn't get upgraded.
You just feel embarrassed. That's
Yeah,
the same with
I
me.
was.
Like, I don't want, I'm literally like thinking of all the conversations this person is having with other people about how dumb I am. And I'm like, this
Right.
person is not even thinking about you in that way.
I
They have a
know.
life. But it's just, it's ego when it comes down to it. It really is. It's this idea that I think, you know, we all want to be liked so bad that we'll literally torment ourselves over a mistake that we have made.
Right. And the guy was like, it's fine. Don't worry about it. Like, he forgave me. How come I can't forgive me? You know what I mean?
And you,
I think because I think because I know I would have done the same thing. Like, if that was me and he spilled on me, I would have been like, don't worry about it. But really, I'm going to call 10 people on my way home and be like, you know what this fool did on the plane?
Yeah.
Like, that's what I would really do.
It makes me scared because I'm like, that could happen to me. And I typically travel in nice clothes. I would for sure.
If he was wearing a nice outfit, oh, I'd be dead inside.
No, babe. What did I tell you? I was like, just buy him a new one. Buy him something at the airport so he doesn't have to travel wet.
Right.
Get him some pads.
It doesn't matter, like, anyone's clothes. That could be like the nicest thing he had, and that's nice to him. But he was very adamant, like, these are just my work jeans. Like, don't worry about it. Like, these are all dirty. I need to wash them anyways. You know, like, he was very much that. But I'm saying, like, what if this guy was, like, wearing, like, $1,000 pant, blazer, and, like, a suit. And, like, he's going to a work meeting. You know what I mean? Like, he's getting off the plane, going straight to a pitch meeting. And
literally, lesson learned. Never take, always buy your drink before you get on the plane. And it has a cap on it.
Make sure there's a cap. Tighten it all the way.
I don't ever take drinks from them anymore. I always buy my drink before I get on.
And I had Bonzo with me, so I was also the girl that brought a dog. I was all the things.
But our dog is the shiz nugget. So it's
everybody loves him.
I've never heard anybody complain about our dog.
I know.
That sounds so posh.
There's a couple times that people did not like having Bonzo next to them, but
really
about them. This is back when I was allowed to keep him in my lap. But I remember there was one time, there was a guy next to me and I had Bonzo in my lap and there's the armrest in between and Bonzo's paws were on the armrest and he's facing the guy, right? But he's not like touching him or anything. Just his arms are on the paw and he's like this on the armrest. And as soon as Bonzo put his little paws on and went like this, the guy goes and like moves over. And I was like, really, sir? Like, are you kidding me?
I would have said something. I'm like, no, bro, I mean, what about this?
What if he's allergic? He doesn't know. Like, I just was like, oh, sorry.
You're right.
Fine.
You're right. Anyways, for those of you who are struggling with a mistake that you have made and you still feel you're embarrassed about it, look, take it from us. It's probably a lot more about what's going on in your head and how you view yourself than it is about the other person. Now, if it is about the other person and they have vocalized that your mistake has done something to them, hey, man, ask forgiveness. Say I'm sorry. If they can't forgive you, then again, that's their issue. But don't let it freaking ruin your day. Don't let it ruin your week. Don't let it ruin your life. Accept it. Laugh about it. Ask forgiveness. Keep it moving.
Forgive yourself.
Forgive yourself. You're going to be okay.
And buy drinks with caps.
Buy drinks with caps. Baby, go enjoy yourself. Go enjoy yourself. I love you.
Love you. Bye.
Hey, guys, write us in. Send us any kind of topics you guys want us to talk about relationally, and we will do our best to answer all of your questions. Hit us
up. And if you're watching this on YouTube, leave a comment below and tell
subscribe. Share
what you want to hear us talk about. Okay.
Yeah. Apologies for the audio. We'll get a better next one. Love you guys. Bye.